Figures 32 through 37 are related to the flight plan form shown in Figure 32. Figure 32 shows a flight plan for a PA-31 departing Hot Springs, Arkansas for Dallas Addison Airport in Texas. This flight is planned at 8,000 feet to cruise along Victor 573 via Texarkana to Addison Airport via the Blue Ridge 3 arrival procedure. The aircraft equipment status in Figure 32 indicate the aircraft has a Mode C transponder with DME and RNAV. Since RNAV is a higher navigation capability than just DME, the aircraft equipment suffix entered on the flight plan should be a /India. Figure 33 is a flight planning log for the flight plan in Figure 32. It is partially filled out, showing times en route for the first and for the last leg of the flight. It also shows a magnetic variation of 4 degrees east, and the magnetic courses are given for each of the legs indicated on the flight planning log. Figure 34 is an excerpt from an en route low altitude chart showing part of the route for the flight plan, beginning with Hot Springs VOR at the top of the page. And out of the 221 degree radial is Victor 573, which proceeds 21 miles to Markey Intersection, then 5 more miles to Apine, and 5 miles additional to Elmo. Then the airway bends and proceeds to the Texarkana VOR. Texarkana is also indicated on Figure 35, where the route continues from the VORTAC out the 272 degree radial to Conney Intersection, turns left, and then proceeds to the Blue Ridge VORTAC, where the Blue Ridge 3 arrival procedure begins. The MEA for the first part of that Victor airway is 3,500 feet with a MOCA of 2,600, and that's good to Apine Intersection. Between Apine and Elmo Intersection, the MEA is still 3,500, but the MOCA drops to 2,100. Question: can you be guaranteed of acceptable navigation signal coverage if you are 3,000 feet over Apine Intersection on Victor 573? The navigation signal at Apine Intersection would not be reliable unless you are at or above 3,500 feet, since that's the minimum en route altitude. If you were over Markey Intersection at 2,600 feet, you would receive adequate navigation signal coverage, because for that segment of the airway, 2,600 feet is the MOCA, and that guarantees you adequate navigation signal coverage within 22 nautical miles of the VOR. Figure 34 Alpha is an excerpt from an airport facility directory for Arkansas showing Hot Springs Airport. Figure 35 and 35A are both part of the Blue Ridge 3 arrival procedure. Figure 35 is a graphic depiction, and Figure 35A is a narrative. Looking at Figure 35, at what point does the Blue Ridge 3 arrival begin? Notice the thick lines extending outward from the Blue Ridge VOR. Those thick lines indicate that the Blue Ridge VOR is the point at which the arrival begins. Also notice in Figure 35A, all the arrival description transitions Fort Smith, Little Rock, Texarkana, and Tulsa all end with the Blue Ridge VORTAC, signifying that the Blue Ridge VORTAC is the point at which the arrival routes begin. Figure 36 is an excerpt from the airport facility directory showing Dallas Addison Airport. Figure 36A is an approach plate for the VOR DME RNAV or GPS runway 33 approach to Dallas Addison Airport. The minimums required to complete this approach are 1,240 MSL and 1 mile visibility. The minimum number of waypoints required to complete this approach are 2, the initial approach fix, ADIS, and the missed approach waypoint Petters. Under which condition should the missed approach procedure for the VOR DME RNAV runway 33 approach be initiated? When passage of the missed approach waypoint is shown on the ambiguity indicator. Figure 37 shows an HSI on the left and an RMI on the right. The HSI is tuned to the Blue Ridge VORTAC 114.9. The RMI depiction is tuned to 116.3. That's the Texarkana VORTAC. And the ADF frequency 271 is tuned to an unspecified ADF frequency. What is your position relative to Kani intersection on the Blue Ridge 3 transition? Well, the transition from the Texarkana VORTAC to Kani intersection is along the 272 degree radial. The RMI indication is showing that you are located on the 270 degree radial based on where the tail of the needle is pointing. The 270 degree radial would be to the left of the 272 degree radial. So you are left of your inbound course to Kani. And the CDI indication on the left side, NAV1, is deflected to the right, indicating that your aircraft has not yet arrived at Kani intersection. You are left of the Texarkana radial 272 and approaching the Blue Ridge radial 059er. Referring to figures 32 through 36, as well as a winds aloft excerpt, use the wind entry closest to the flight planned altitude. Determine the time to be entered in block 10 of the flight plan. The flight planned altitude is 8,000. The closest wind entry is 9,000, wind 220 at 40, temperature plus 8. For these calculations, we will round our numbers up or down to the nearest tenth. The times en route will be calculated by converting the wind to magnetic and calculating ground speed for each leg, and then completing the flight log for each leg. The following elements are given. Wind is given in the question. True airspeed is indicated in figure 32 in the true airspeed block of the flight plan, 180 knots. Magnetic variation is indicated in figure 33 in the note, 4 degrees east. And the routes are indicated in figures 32, 33, 34, 35, 35A, and 36. The flight log in figure 33 shows 5 segments or legs. From the elements given, you get the estimated time en route for the first and the last legs, Hot Springs to Markey, estimated time en route 12 minutes, and the approach and landing given estimated time en route of 10 minutes. The remaining 3 legs to be calculated are Markey via Victor 573 to Texarkana with a course given of 210 degrees, Texarkana transition to the Blue Ridge 3 arrival, 272 degrees. And the Blue Ridge 3 arrival and descent course given at 239 degrees. The route filed in the flight plan indicates the Blue Ridge 3 arrival as part of the route. Figures 35 and 35A, Blue Ridge 3 arrival, reference the arrival procedure and indicate in the arrival description or narrative on figure 35A, quote, all aircraft landing Dallas Love Field, Addison, Redbird, NAS Dallas, and Phil L. Hudson landing south, north, from over Blue Ridge VORTAC via Blue Ridge radial 215 degrees to Wetter intersection, expect vectors to final approach course, end quote. The flight log given in figure 33 does not list legs for the transition from Texarkana to the approach and landing leg. Therefore, additional legs must be created and made part of the flight log in order to find the estimated time en route for those legs. A leg from the Texarkana VORTAC to Kani intersection has to be created, as well as a leg from Kani intersection to the Blue Ridge VORTAC, and an additional leg from the Blue Ridge VORTAC to wetter intersection. The flight log given in Figure 33 shows the first leg from Markey intersection to Texarkana along Victor 573. However, because Victor 573 has a bend in the airway 10 miles after Markey, the flight log must have an additional leg added for the bend in the airway. That leg is the 10-mile segment published between Markey and Elmo. From Hot Springs to Elmo, the magnetic course is 221 degrees. After Elmo, the magnetic course along the airway becomes 210 degrees. The bend in the airway will have an effect on your ground speed, so it must be calculated in addition to the second leg calculation. After arriving over Texarkana, the Blue Ridge 3 arrival has a published course and distance from Texarkana of 272 degrees, 61 miles to Connie intersection. From over Connie intersection, the arrival takes you to the Blue Ridge Vortac with a course and distance of 239 degrees, 59 miles. Then, after Blue Ridge, the course and distance to Wetter is 215 degrees, 24 miles. The flight log must therefore contain a total of 7 legs or segments. The first and the last are given. 5 need to be calculated. Those 5 legs are Markey to Elmo, Elmo to Texarkana, Texarkana to Connie, Connie to Blue Ridge, and Blue Ridge to Wetter. Change the forecast winds aloft for 9,000 feet from true to magnetic by subtracting 4 degrees easterly variation, giving you 216 degrees magnetic. Compute the ground speed for the leg from Markey intersection to Elmo intersection on Victor 573. Magnetic wind is 216 at 40. The magnetic course is 221 degrees. The true airspeed is 180 knots. The ground speed can now be calculated using a flight calculator or an E6B or equivalent. The plotter wheel is rotated so that 216 degrees is opposite the true index, and the wind dot of 40 knots is marked up from the grommet. The position of the wind dot does not need to be changed for the remainder of these calculations. The plotter wheel is then rotated to set magnetic course of 221 degrees opposite the true index. The card is then slid, so the true airspeed of 180 knots is directly underneath the wind dot. Ground speed is then read under the grommet, 140 knots. The time en route for the leg from Markey intersection to Elmo intersection can now be calculated. The distance of 10 nautical miles divided by the ground speed of 140 knots times 60 equals 4.28 minutes, rounded up to 4.3 minutes, or 4 minutes 18 seconds. The same process is now repeated for the remainder of the legs. Compute the ground speed for the leg from Elmo intersection to Texarkana on Victor 573. Rotate the plotting wheel so the magnetic course of 210 degrees is now opposite the true index. Move the sliding card so the wind dot is on the true airspeed of 180 knots. Ground speed under the grommet is 140 knots. Find the time en route from Elmo intersection to Texarkana by taking the distance of 45 nautical miles, dividing by the ground speed of 140 knots, and multiplying times 60 to get 19.28 minutes, rounded up to 19.3 minutes, or 19 minutes, 18 seconds. Compute the ground speed for the leg from Texarkana to Connie on the Blue Ridge 3 arrival. Rotate the plotting wheel so the magnetic course of 272 degrees is now opposite the true index. Move the sliding card so the wind dot is on the true airspeed of 180 knots. Ground speed under the grommet is 154 knots. Find the estimated time en route from Texarkana to Connie with a distance of 61 nautical miles divided by ground speed of 154 knots times 60 equals 23.76 minutes, rounded up to 23.8 minutes, or 23 minutes 48 seconds. Compute the ground speed for the leg from McConney intersection to the Blue Ridge Vortac. Rotate the plotting wheel so the magnetic course of 239 degrees is now opposite the true index. Move the sliding card so the wind dot is on the true airspeed of 180 knots. The ground speed is now read under the grommet, 143 knots. Find the time en route from Connie intersection to the Blue Ridge Vortac by taking the distance of 59 nautical miles, dividing it by 143 knots, multiplying times 60 to get 24.75 minutes, rounded up to 24.8 minutes, or 24 minutes 48 seconds. Compute the ground speed for the leg from Blue Ridge Vortac to Wetter intersection. Rotate the plotting wheel so the magnetic course of 215 degrees is now opposite the true index. Move the sliding card so the wind dot is on the true airspeed of 180 knots. Ground speed under the grommet is now 139 knots. Find the estimated time en route from Blue Ridge Vortac to Wetter intersection by taking the distance of 24 nautical miles divided by the ground speed of 139 knots, multiplied times 60 to equal 10.35 minutes, rounded up to 10.4 minutes, or 10 minutes 24 seconds. The estimated time en route for five legs have now been calculated. Those times can now be added to the first and last leg. Hot Springs to Markey, 12 minutes given. Markey to Elmo, 4.3 minutes calculated. Elmo to Texarkana, 19.3 minutes calculated. Texarkana to Connie, 23.8 minutes calculated. Connie to Blue Ridge, 24.8 minutes calculated. Blue Ridge to Wetter, 10.4 minutes calculated. And Wetter to Landing, 10 minutes given. Total ETE, 104.6 minutes, rounded up to 105 minutes, divided by 60 to get hours, equals 1.75 hours, or 1 hour, 45 minutes.